Hey, this is Deanne Goodman from In Happier News, and you're listening to Too Many Podcasts with Jim, the Podcast Sherpa.
Hey there, people of the pods, and all of you podsters and podettes out there. Welcome to Too Many Podcasts. I'm Jim, your personal podcast Sherpa. I'm here to guide you for another week through Mount Podcastia. We're recording at our usual place, the Sherpa Chalet, and I'm just finishing up my yak milk yogurt. This week, we're doing a little role-playing. No, not that kind of role-playing. The last time I played the Naughty Sherpa, there was a warrant issued for my arrest. Besides, my mother listens to this podcast. I think she does. Well, I hope she does. But I digress. I'm talking about the role-playing games that stem from Dungeons & Dragons. And there are podcasts that utilize this. Lots of them, too. Today, I'll be speaking with Susanna Lewis, who is a writer, role-playing devotee, and host and cast member of the podcast Thornvale, which is a role-playing game, or RPG as it's better known. You know, my listenership is growing slowly but gradually, and I've noticed that outside of the US, I've had some listeners in Canada, Great Britain, and even Australia. So to my international listeners, thank you too. And you don't need a passport to hear the show either, and we won't stop you at the border just because you listen to this podcast. All you have to do is subscribe on your favorite podcast app, which you can find on the app store of your phone or tablet. If you type the word podcast in the search bar of the app store, you'll see a whole bunch of apps that you can choose from. Now, speaking of the word podcast, we'll do podcast pointers a little later in the show. In the meantime, let's have a word from our sponsor, and then we'll talk to Susanna. In my short time as your personal podcast Sherpa, I've learned that not all podcasts are alike. If they were, I wouldn't have much of a challenge as a Sherpa. And to quote that commercial, thanks, Captain Obvious. Here on Too Many Podcasts, we like to call attention to the podcasts that take different approaches to engaging their audience. For example, you might have a hard time finding Mount Podcastia on Google Maps, but have you gone to Florida to see the sights of Thornvale? Well, it might be a little tricky because, there's monsters down there. I'm serious. But don't worry, because my guest today, Susanna Lewis, is here to guide us through it. Susanna is the host of the podcast Thornvale, which is described as a narratively driven, actual play RPG podcast. Susanna, welcome to Too Many Podcasts.
Hey,
how's it going? A little bit about you.
Yeah. So I run Thornvale. I'm one of the co-hosts anyways. I am the keeper of the podcast, which is a GM if you've ever played any other role-playing games. This particular game that we play, it's called Monster of the Week, and we call it the Keeper, which is a fun title. The full title is The Keeper of Monsters and Mysteries, which I think is cool. We just launched with our first three episodes. We launched with three episodes on last Friday, so it's pretty exciting so far.
Great. Your podcast is based on a series of stories, is that correct?
Yeah, a series of novels that they're not actually out yet. One of them is out on Wattpad. So the novella series is called Deep Hollow. Okay. So I wanted to create, you know, this world. I wanted to do a game, and I thought, oh, why don't I just use this world that I've already created? And so I created Thornvale, and I set it very far away from Deep Hollow, so I didn't have to worry about characters running into each other.
Okay. So how did you manage to change the stories into this type of a podcast?
Well, basically, I used the story world, all of the lore that I'd already invented for the novella, and I just put it in a different place. So basically, the idea is that there's a group of people who have dragon powers. So they could grow wings, they can fly, some of them have like scales that show up and protect them. Some of them, you know, can do other things that dragons do, have claws, fire breathing. I don't think there's anyone in either one of my series that have fire breathing, but it is a thing that can happen. And I already had this lore, so I just moved to the location and set up a couple of other characters, and then my players set up with their characters. And it's not particularly difficult to move the story world around. And like I said, like Deep Hollow is set in Vermont and Thornvale is set in Florida. So I put them real far away from each other, so I wouldn't have to worry about having to worry about, like, Thornvale characters running into my Deep Hollow characters where they shouldn't be.
Okay. Now, RPG stands for role-playing games, is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And now, how exactly does that work? Maybe some of the listeners don't understand how that...
Sure. If you've ever heard of Dungeons & Dragons, that's like the world's most famous of these like tabletop role-playing games. It's a similar idea with the game that we play is called Monster of the Week. It is a powered by the apocalypse system. There's a whole bunch of these games that work on a very similar idea. And this one is exactly what it sounds like. It's a Monster of the Week thing. So it's set up to be kind of, it's kind of designed off of like television shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Supernatural, that kind of show. And they wanted you to be able to play a game in that world. The very first episode of our podcast, I go into detail how the rules of the game work. But unlike Dungeons and Dragons, where you have like 6 or 7 dice that all have different sets of numbers on them that you use, in Powered by the Apocalypse games, I think in all Powered by the Apocalypse games, but I know at least in Monster of the Week, you have 2 dice and they are 2 D6s or 2 like regular dice that you'll find anywhere with 6 sides on them.
Okay.
And
does Dungeons and Dragons have an online following still, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons has a huge following. Most RPG podcasts that you listen to are either going to be Dungeons and Dragons, usually 5th edition, or Pathfinder, those are like the 2 big ones. But it's basically Dungeons and Dragons. It's just a slightly different system made by slightly different people. But there's only, that I've been able to find, there's like less than a dozen Monster of the Week specific podcasts. There's a bunch of really good ones. I know you're going to do a What Do We Listen To thing later on, so I'll hold that.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let me ask you this. Would there be a way that your listeners could determine maybe the fate of a character, maybe through social media, if you had like a subplot of your story?
I wouldn't think so. I think it would be more they could like, I've thought about in the future potentially doing a like create a character thing, like letting my listeners create one of my NPCs. I don't really have any control over what the players do, because the players are the ones that decide where they're going to go, what they're going to do. Like they're kind of constrained to this one place, this one map that I have. But they can go wherever they want. Like they just have to agree on it. And if they don't agree on it, then I have to pay attention to 2 different storylines. But basically what I do as the keeper, I create the monster. I create some settings that the characters can go visit. But other than that, like I can't tell you what my players are going to do. My players constantly surprise me.
Okay.
It's one of the fun things about running an RPG.
Got it. Just out of curiosity, did you choose Florida as a location because of all of the crazy things that tend to happen down there?
I am a fan of the Florida man meme. I chose it as the location because it was just about the farthest place on the East Coast from Vermont.
Okay.
And I'm more familiar with the East Coast than I am the West Coast. So I wanted to be a little more accurate to, you know, the geography and whatever. I've visited Florida a few times. I'm not a Florida native, but I'm more familiar with this side than the other side of the world. So country.
When I first heard the prologue of the story and going to the first episode, the idea of a mysterious monster and the tie-in to Dungeons and Dragons, the first thing that came to my mind was Stranger Things, even though your storyline is completely different.
Stranger Things is really cool because it has kind of revamped this interest in role-playing games, because that was something that wasn't super popular in the last few years. But with Stranger Things, a lot of people are going, oh yeah, Dungeons and Dragons is a thing. I should play a role-playing game. And it's gone from something that's been super nerdy and not approachable to something that is definitely still super nerdy, but a lot more approachable.
Okay, fair enough. Do you have a favorite genre of storytelling?
Yes. I'm a writer myself. I love superheroes.
Okay. So you have a Captain America shirt on.
Like the sci-fi superhero type genre.
Okay. Did Am I correct? You have a Captain America shirt on today?
Yeah, I do have a Captain America shirt on.
Okay. Now, your friend and your husband are part of the cast in your podcast.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's my husband is one of the characters, and then two of my friends from college are the other two characters.
Okay. And how did you meet your husband?
We met online.
Great.
We met on Christian Mingle.
Okay.
We're dorks. It's actually a really sweet story. I think I mentioned it in one of the episodes, but we met online, and I sent him the first message. I sent him a message that said, "Hey, I like your hat," because he had this like Viking hat on. And he like read my profile and was like, "Oh my gosh, I have to talk to this girl." But he hadn't like paid for the full version of Christian Mingle yet. And so he had to go and like pay for the privilege to talk to me. So but it worked out because, you know, we got married.
And how long have you been married for?
It'll be a year on July 21st.
Oh, well, congratulations a little bit early.
Thank you.
Are you planning on doing any other types of podcasts based on other stories, or are you just going to kind of stay with the two that you have right now?
I don't know. I don't have time to do anything else at the moment. So I'm going to stick with writing Deep Hollow for a bit. I'm planning on releasing all three of the first three novellas that I have written in a while. They're currently in beta stages, so I'm getting other people to read them and tell me what I did wrong. So I'm working on that. I'm hoping to have them out probably before the end of the year, if I'm lucky. But I have my own business, so I have to focus on that. But I would love someday to play another game. Probably like a D&D style game would be a lot of fun. I got into doing RPGs through doing Pathfinder, actually, which is, again, it's very similar to D&D. It's basically, it's very, very similar rules. I think it was based off of like version 3.5 or something of D&D, which is one of the most popular ones. It would be fun to play another game as a podcast, but I think that's going to be something that's like down the road, maybe.
Okay. Well, you got plenty of time, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, you know, since, you know, Too Many Podcasts is a podcast about podcasts, and I say the word podcast over and over again, are there any podcasts that are very special to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so my favorite, if I'm just going off of just Monster of the Week ones, my favorite Monster of the Week podcast is a show that's called The Crit Show, which doesn't sound like it's about podcasts because there's no critical rolling in... in Monster of the Week, but it's a really good Monster of the Week show, and it's like the storytelling is amazing. The guy that runs it is really cool. I've talked to him before. He's a lot of fun. And it's a really good show. The other one was the one that inspired me to be to do a Monster of the Week show was a show called The Adventure Zone, which originally started out as a D&D one, and then they started playing a different game. They started playing Monster of the Week. And when I listened to it, I was like, oh my gosh, I've wanted to do podcasts like this forever. And I didn't know what system to use, but this is the perfect system to do Thornvale with. So those are my two favorite like Monster of the Week shows.
Okay. All right. And we have a portion of our interview where we call shameless self-promotion. So this is your chance to promote anything that you would like to for our listeners.
Sure. So my thing is Thornvale, obviously. You can find us by searching Thornvale. I think we're facebook.com/Thornvale. I think we are Thornvale. Let's see. We are Thornvale Podcast on Instagram. I think we're at Thornvale Cast on Twitter. So you can find us, you know, most of the social medias. Our biggest following currently is on Instagram, and that's where I post most of the stuff. So I post like little updates on production. I post clips from episodes, that kind of thing on there. So it eventually usually makes it over to Twitter and Facebook, but it starts on Instagram. Okay. Oh, and we also have a YouTube page where we post like extras and bloopers and stuff. So.
Oh, wow. Great. All right. Well, folks, here she is, Susanna Lewis. Thornvale is the name of her podcast, and check it out.
Thanks.
Okay, it's time for your Sherpa suggestions for the week. And these are for fans of role-playing games. First off, don't forget about Susanna's podcast, Thornvale. Here's a couple others. The RPG Academy, Not Another D&D Podcast, The Glass Cannon Podcasts, Dragon Talk, which is an interview show with members of the gaming community on Dungeons & Dragons, and Critical Role, which follows voice actors playing D&D, that's Dungeons & Dragons. You know, it got me to thinking, I wonder how many of these episodes get postponed just in case somebody forgot the dice. And now it's time for podcast pointers. This is a segment for those of you who are new to podcasts or want to make better use of their podcast apps. This time, we talk about podcast settings. Now, keep in mind, like I always say, this will vary from app to app. You'll notice that most apps that you download will have a section called settings or preferences or options, words like that. And it's usually marked by an icon that looks like a little gear, or you might see three small lines that are parallel to each other, and people call them the hamburger menu because it looks like a little stick drawing of a hamburger, I guess. On certain podcast apps, you may see a settings option for each podcast that you're listening to, so you can individually set them as you like. So if you click on the option icon or whatever it's called, you may see options like starting at a certain point in the show every time you listen to it. Let's say, for example, you don't like the opening theme and you know that it lasts for 25 seconds. You can set the option to start at the 26th second so you don't have to hear the opening theme. Pretty simple, right? And you can also speed up the talking in the podcast just a little bit to make the episode go faster. Great. Now you want me to sound like Mickey Mouse by Speed Me Up? I thought it was bad enough that I sounded like Goofy. Gosh. So that's it for podcast pointers this time around. If you've got a question on how to use something on your podcast app, feel free to email me at jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com and I can use your suggestion for one of my podcasts. Thanks a lot. Thank you so much for choosing to listen to Too Many Podcasts. And a special thanks to Susanna Lewis of Thornvale for stopping by the Sherpa Chalet. Now I understand a lot more about RPG podcasts thanks to her. Check out Thornvale and watch for the publication of her book, too. Next week, our theme will be natural wellness, and I'll be having a conversation with Dan Young, and he hosts the Total Wellness Radio podcast. It'll be another week of learning for everyone. I'm looking forward to it as usual. Hey, don't forget, you can hear this podcast on Anchor, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Spotify, Radio Public, and Breaker. How could you forget? I tell you all the time. Just subscribe and listen. That's all there is to it. You can also follow this podcast on social media. You can find it as Too Many Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram with the number 2 instead of T-O-O and Too Many Podcasts on Facebook with the word T-O-O and not the number 2. And on Facebook, we also have a group page called People of the Pods. It's free to join, and we're looking to build up membership, to build a group that can help make decisions for the show and have a good time doing so. Any information presented on today's show can be seen on the Sherpa Sheet, where you can get background stories, incriminating photos, and illegal Jell-O recipes. Oh, okay, maybe not all that stuff. But until next time, like we Sherpas like to say, we're the good hands, people. You do know that we like to quote commercials too, right? Well, viva la Sherpalution, and I'll see you next time.